Coming up on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, the Eau Claire Chamber and regional legislators applaud the inclusion of UW-Eau Claire's science building in Governor Evers' proposed capital budget. We'll also hear from Democratic State Representative Jody Emerson and Republican State Representative Warren Petrick. Petrick also with some thoughts on preventing tax theft during this tax time of the year. We'll hear from two representatives of the Feed My People Food Bank on their latest Project Feed and find out what that's all about. It's all ahead on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WDOGO Radio. I'm Mark Halverson. We begin with the word coming this past Tuesday from Governor Evers that he was including completion funding for UW-Eau Claire's Science and Health Sciences building in his 2023 through 25 state capital budget. The president and CEO of the Eau Claire Area Chamber of Commerce, Dave Minor, reacted saying, quote, "As much as this project is critical to UW-Eau Claire fulfilling its educational mission, it's even more important for the economic impact it'll have in the region and the state for our future workforce and for rural health care." Minor said the chamber's encouraging state lawmakers to ensure that the project is approved as part of the final state capital budget. Democratic State Representative Jody Emerson of the 93rd Assembly District was also pleased with Governor Evers' inclusion of $231 million toward completion of the science building.
"The completion of the UW-Eau Claire Science Hall will continue to put the Eau Claire region in the forefront of education, research, and healthcare, and I am proud to have had a hand in helping push for this project."
Emerson says
the new building will present Eau Claire with an incredible chance to continue as national leaders for rural healthcare research and innovation. I thank Governor Evers for his continued commitment to the UW system.
And finally, Emerson says,
"I want to urge members of the State Building Commission to vote yes on the governor's recommendation for the UW-Eau Claire Science Hall project and implore the Joint Committee on Finance to keep this critical piece of educational infrastructure in the budget."
Republican State Representative Rob Summerfield of the 67th Assembly District says the Science and Health Science Building project is an important investment in our area's long-term prosperity and workforce development. He says this project will have a significant impact on our area. Meanwhile, Republican State Senator Jesse James says by approving the first phase of the project, we understood that we'd need to complete the second phase as well. James says we're looking forward to getting this done. He says there are workforce needs that this building will help address, and he says the legislature will do their part to help lend support where they can. UW-Eau Claire officials note that design work has moved forward to complete the project efficiently as a single building as soon as the funding is approved. Republican State Representative Warren Petrick of the 93rd Assembly District says the impact of the building cannot be overestimated.
"For communities, it's going to be of such importance. I'm personally a graduate of UW-Eau Claire back in the 1970s, but this project will continue the knowledge boom in our area. We're already experiencing that, and it will ensure that we remain a national leader in undergraduate research. It also helps foster the proud legacy that our public institutions have in partnering with local businesses, such as Mayo Clinic Health Systems, in this case, to help train our future workforce, which is at a crisis position currently."
Freshman State Representative Karen Hurd of the 68th Assembly District took note of the opportunity for UW-Eau Claire to graduate more students in key fields, saying, quote, "This is a project that would benefit the entire state of Wisconsin." Hurd says the current science building has long been in need of replacement as STEM education has advanced. She says the proposed new science building would enable the university to increase the number of graduates from the STEM fields of study, which would contribute to the Wisconsin workforce. She notes the public-private partnership with the Mayo Clinic Health System in this project will be a significant benefit to our communities. The new building will replace UW-Eau Claire's outdated and deteriorating Phillips Science Hall with a new state-of-the-art building that will house UW-Eau Claire's STEM and health sciences departments. It also includes lab spaces funded by Mayo Clinic as part of its collaborative research with the university, and it will be the home of a high-performance computer array donated by Hewlett-Packard Enterprise. The $340 million building will be built on the sites of the former Catherine Thomas and Putnam Halls, two lower campus residence halls that were demolished last fall. The 330,000-square-foot building will be the largest academic facility on UW-Eau Claire's campus when it's built on the site next to Vicki Lord Larson Hall and McIntyre Library. The previous 2019 through 21 state budget included $109 million for the first phase of the building project. That included a $13.7 million gift from Mayo Clinic Health System, $2.04 million in campus funds to demolish Catherine Thomas and Putnam Halls, and $93.25 million in state general fund supported borrowing. Also, it's tax time again, and Republican State Representative Warren Petrick says the State Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection is reminding taxpayers to exercise caution while the tax season is in full gear.
Regrettably, every year there are Wisconsin taxpayers who become victims of theft and tax return scams every year. Online con artists frequently try to file a tax return in your name with a stolen Social Security number during tax season while redirecting the rebate to themselves by using their own banking details. To avoid this, you can sign up for an IRS Identity Protection PIN. The IP PIN is a six-digit number known only to you and the IRS. It stops a burglar from submitting a tax return solely with your Social Security number. To learn more about the IP PIN opt-in program, go to www.irs.gov/IPPIN. Wisconsin also operates a similar program, and you can learn more at www.revenue.wi.gov. If you feel like you have been a victim of tax fraud, please report the fraud right away to the IRS at 1-800-829-0433 and the Wisconsin Department of Revenue at 608-266-2486. Thank you for listening.
This past week on the WIB Wake Up Show on WWIV, my co-host Caleb Swenson and I had a chance to speak with two different representatives from Feed My People Food Bank. One of them, Executive Director Suzanne Becker, and also Partner Manager Tammy Syverson. We talked with them about Project Feed.
So tell me a little bit about this new initiative. I know Havo's covered in the news, but Project Feed, what's kind of the heart behind that? How did that come to be? And I think we talked a little bit about this back in December, something that you'd realized was an unmet need.
Yeah, childhood hunger has always been something that's been very, very important, one of our top priorities. And so, but we do realize that there are lots and lots of kids who do not have services across our service area. And so this is our comprehensive initiative to serve all the kids, all ages, wherever they might live, and to make sure that they have some kind of programming in their school.
So what do you mean by Hunger Action Center?
Hunger Action Center kind of goes hand in hand with that. This is our new space. It's about 3,600 square feet that we've added onto our building, and it's meant to be to give us a little bit more capacity to serve the need today, because we have already started serving out. We have a garage door, and it's wonderful. We serve pop-up pantry right out of the building, but also to give us space for Tammy and her programming crew here to look at innovative ways like Project Feed to really fill the gap and to try to be proactive to shorten that hunger line for tomorrow.
So, Tammy, if I'm remembering correctly, your title is Field Services Director, and or was. Hopefully, okay. I have it right. So, but again, you work a lot with some of the local agencies and see some of this need firsthand. What are you seeing when it comes to schools?
Right. Thanks, Caleb. Well, we're seeing that that our partners are doing a great job throughout our 14 county area. But there are gaps, and there's students that are being missed, some in bigger cities, some in smaller rural communities, and it will be up to our team to identify where those gaps are so we can best meet the needs to make sure that none of those students are going to bed hungry anymore.
So, ladies, is it such that, I mean, the whole idea, Project Feed, I mean, people hear about you, we talk about you here, raising funds, etc., love working with you, but is there a sense in terms of this Project Feed and the Action Center that you also need to be on the go, going out to them as much as you get so much great PR all the time?
Yeah, we want to be proactive. We have to be reactive every day. We have to serve those that come to us for help. But it's time now to shift and to be proactive. We need to find those gaps, especially because so much of our service area is rural, and the resources are scarce in some places. And we need to make sure that every kid, no matter what age, gets what they need. And Tammy was right. Many areas are well-served, or there's well-served sometimes at the elementary level and sometimes not the high school level. We need to just identify all of that. Connect our community wherever we are and just do a better job of reaching all of those kids.
And again, a massive service area that you have, 14 counties, very similar, and I think a God thing, very similar to the WWIB listening area as well, too. So what's the call, Suzanne from Feed My People Food Bank here with us on the WIB Wake Up Show. What's the call to the community, to the public, in terms of how they can join with you? Is it helping you identify those needs? Is it monetary? Is it volunteering? Is it all of the above? How can they join with Project Feed to make sure that no child in West Central Wisconsin goes to bed hungry?
Yeah, it's definitely all of the above. Absolutely all of the above. We have been very fortunate last week to kick off. We had a wonderful financial campaign and to kick it off, but that just gets us started. So financial contributions are always what's needed to do this long term. But we also need, and it's a very good point you just said, many of the rural communities, you know, we don't know them like we'd like to. And that's part of what Tammy and her team will do, are doing. But if there's somebody in a school, that's, we know that we're only as strong as our boots on the ground. And we need a champion in all those schools. We need a we need somebody to help us navigate and figure out how to do that, because we can't just go into the schools. We have to partner. So that's absolutely crucial also.
Mm. And Tammy, you guys are just getting this going in terms of Project Feed. So I know that you had the Otto Bremer Trust, every dollar raised during the event you had earlier this month, up to $50,000 was going to be matched. But you guys, pretty ambitious goal to get into every school district, right?
Yes, it is an ambitious goal, but we'll do it. Mm-hmm. We absolutely will do it. We're making some good progress already. I'm on my way to a school after I leave this meeting right here, and we're having conversations every day. Nobody wants to see kids hungry, no matter the age. And we need those relationships with our communities. You know the people that live there. You know the kids that are that you're serving, whether it be through the school or through another avenue. We need to do everything we can to have conversations and to get people involved.
Mm-hmm. So in a practical way, as we wrap it up, I mean, how can people, our listeners, what are you looking for from them?
Well, financial donations, if you go to our website now, you'll see the ability to give to this program. Although, most certainly, all the rest of our programs are still very strong and need to keep going too. But also, if you do work in a school or you are in one of these rural communities and you have thoughts, please reach out to us. We'd love to talk to you. Reach out to me, reach out to Tammy. We'll get a conversation started.
Very wonderful. Good. And again, Feed My People Food Bank, fmpfoodbank.org is the website where you can find out more. And again, you can always reach out to get more information, and they would love to direct you to the right place or right person. Tammy and Suzanne, always good to see you. Thanks for coming in here and telling us about Project Feed. And again, just praying that this massive endeavor is one that's just incredibly blessed, because it's something that needs to happen.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Thanks Absolutely. So much. Thanks so much to both of you and all of your listeners for your continued support.
Again, that was a conversation from earlier this week on the WIB Wake Up Show on WWIB. My co-host of that morning show, Caleb Swenson, and I both speaking with the executive director of Feed My People, Suzanne Becker, and partner manager, Tammy Syverson, about Project Feed, which again is working to fill the hunger gap for every student in West Central Wisconsin at risk of being food insecure. And Feed My People notes that sponsors of the Hunger Action Center and equipment making programs like Project Feed possible include Edward and Hannah M. Rutledge Charities, Empower Eau Claire, RCU Foundation, and the Pablo Foundation. Feed My People Food Bank partners with over 260 hunger relief programs in 14 counties located in West Central Wisconsin to help supply food to over 70,000 residents who are food insecure. For more information, contact Feed My People at 835-9415 or visit fmpfoodbank.org. That's fmpfoodbank.org. That does it for this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week. Again, recapping, we began with the word on the UW-Eau Claire Science Hall as Governor Evers allotting the necessary $231 million to complete that project. And heard from Democratic State Representative Jody Emerson, as well as Republican State Representative Warren Petrick. Representative Petrick also with a word of caution as it pertains to your security and your taxes. We heard from two different representatives of Feed My People Food Bank regarding Project Feed, Executive Director Suzanne Becker and Partner Manager Tammy Syverson. I'm Mark Halverson. Thanks for listening to Chippewa Valley This Week.